It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, is brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. And their annual State of the Community Report event is coming up on September 14th at 8 a.m. at the Friday Center. This annual event is a comprehensive presentation with the latest data on the well-being of Greater Chapel Hill Carborough across social, economic, and environmental indicators. Buy tickets online at carolinachamber.org. It's Friday afternoon, so we welcome into the studio Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Glad to be here.
And hey, it's been a pretty rough week, hasn't it?
Yeah, the weekend, the long weekend could not come soon enough.
Yes, we definitely need the long weekend. I know that you were at the vigil event on Wednesday night. I wonder if you can kind of talk through your experiences of this week as somebody who's lived in this community for a long time.
Sure. I did have the privilege of attending the vigil to represent the town of Carborough in some grief and also just some coming together with the university community and the broader community. Was able to sit with students and faculty and others who were there to honor the life of Professor Yen. It was a powerful event. His family was there. Got to hear some remarks by the chancellor and his colleagues and the student body president. So I think it was a nice way to kind of cap off a difficult 48 hours. And it certainly will hearken a longer period of grieving and just reflecting, I think, for all of us.
Yeah, this definitely feels like a story that's going to be a touch point for decades to come. Things have changed some way fundamentally, and we don't have the perspective to see what those are yet. But everybody that I've talked to who's involved with the university at all says things feel different now, for sure.
Well, I think any time something as powerful as this happens on a university campus, we know that we're going to be marking that for a long time. But when you have a university campus like this one that is such an integral part of the broader community, it's, you can't really take two steps in Carborough or Chapel Hill and not be somehow implicated in the life of the university, whether it's through your family or friends or through your work or through your studies. So what happens at UNC affects all of us. And you're right, this will be with us for a while.
It's the voice of Carborough Mayor Damon Siles, and we've got some Carborough town business to get to. I understand there's been some movement on the town manager front.
I think as folks who have been paying attention know, our current town manager, Richard White, has announced that he'll be moving on to another opportunity in another city. We're very sorry to lose him, and we'll be spending the next couple of months getting as much out of him as we can before he leaves. So he'll be leaving in the first week of November. We had a special meeting of the town council last night to talk about that transition and to sort of kick off the search process for the new town manager and the town manager position. I guess the sort of bigger news coming out of that is that we did ultimately, at the end of last night's meeting, appoint our assistant town manager, Marie Parker, to take on the role of interim town manager. That will begin on November 4th after Mr. White leaves the town.
Do you have a sense of the timeline for finding the long-term replacement?
It'll be at least a few months. I mean, it takes a while to sort of get things spinning. The first step really is getting a request for proposals out there for search firms. So we have a list of firms that we'll send directly our notice directly to, and we'll, of course, post it for more broad review by other firms who aren't listed. And so we hope over the next couple of weeks or so to get some responses back to that search call for proposals, and our staff will help us sort of narrow down that list, and then we'll have to pick a firm, sign a contract, get into the search process, so it's going to be a little bit while just to spin it up. But I wanted us on the town council to get that going now rather than waiting until we start up with our regular meetings later this month.
Visiting with Carborough Mayor Damon Siles, and I know that not real long from now, just over an hour from now, we've got the unveiling and dedication of the town's latest truth plaque. I believe it'll be the third one. We've talked a little bit in the past about what the purpose of the truth plaque program is and what, this one in particular in front of the Strayhorn home on Jones Ferry Road. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what will actually be happening this evening at this event.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. As you know, our truth plaques are essentially historical markers that mark some significant sites in the town's history, especially points in the town's history that have been maybe not talked about enough or have been sort of hidden from plain view for many years. So this is to mark the Strayhorn home on Jones Ferry Road. We'll have, you know, literally an unveiling of the plaque is what the ceremony is all about. I'll make a few introductory and welcoming remarks, and we'll hear from some of the members of the family who still own and live in the home. Dolores Clark, who is the great-granddaughter of the Strayhorns, who built that home in what is now Carborough, really one of Carborough's first successful black families after Reconstruction. So it's an important moment for us, and I think what's important to me about it, what's compelling to me about it, compared to even to the other two markers that we've unveiled in Carborough, is that this one has that direct link to people in our community today, right? The Clarks are really a mainstays of Carborough community today, and they are direct descendants of the Strayhorns who built this home in the late 19th century.
Visiting with Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. Another thing going on around town, I understand there is a bridge over Boland Creek that was damaged recently in one of the storms, and work is about to begin on repairing that.
Yeah, that's right. So this storm that rolled through a couple weeks ago did damage a bridge that is part of our Boland Creek Greenway. It's up near Homestead Road and the Chapel Hill High School. A tree kind of came down, and during that storm, as many trees did over the entire region, unfortunately did damage that bridge pretty seriously, but fortunately not beyond repair and not beyond some temporary kind of support. So I think by the middle of this month, I'd say by the end of the next couple of weeks, we'll have that bridge open for some temporary passage while we get some further estimates done on how to fix it permanently. But, that's what insurance is for, I guess.
That's right. And you have a bridge in the woods, I guess you run that risk.
That's right.
We are just about out of time. Is there anything else going on around town that you wanted to mention?
Well, I'm just looking forward. I and I know many of your listeners will have a long weekend, so looking forward very much to taking advantage of that. One event in particular I'll plan to be at is an event celebrating the Orange County Living Wage Initiative on Labor Day Monday, out at the Steel String location at Pluck Farm west of Carborough. So be a fun opportunity to gather and celebrate workers.
And I believe there are some pretty good local bands playing at that event as
there
well.
There will be, so, and there'll be a lot of stuff going on this coming weekend, and that's just one of the things I'm hoping to get out to.
Carborough Mayor Damon Siles, thanks for making the time. Look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks. See you next time.